your candle, calls the mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play. Let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
So if you find yourself wondering what is for dinner tonight, let me give you an idea. Culver's is going to be donating a percentage of all sales to Baraboo Community Heroes. That is tonight from 4 to 8 p.m. Swing on by. You can go through the drive-thru or dine in, and they will donate a percentage of sales and support Baraboo Community Heroes, the Baraboo Police Officers Association. And it's a good cause. Get yourself something to eat at Culver's tonight, 4 to 8 p.m.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Pressure!
Slashed and torn.
David Bowie and Queen on 99.7 Max FM, playing the 80s, 90s, and more. Got ourselves in another 50-minute music hour here in the 3 o'clock hour with Steve Winwood on Max FM.
97.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. Hey, so couldn't help but notice that it is International Box Wine Day. Any box wine fanatics out there? When I was in college, I met this girl named Chelsea. And, you know, what was I, 19 years old? I was definitely 21 if I was consuming any adult alcoholic beverages. So she was probably 21, too. And she would show up at these parties with her big box of Peter Vela boxed wine. And I thought, wow, this girl is classy. Didn't know any better. I thought that's a classy thing if you walk around with a box of wine. No, as it turns out, she wanted to consume as much wine as she possibly could. And that was the easiest way to carry it around because it had a handle and you can get like, four bottles of wine in a box. And I do believe, if I remember correctly, she would leave the party with an empty box. That is a whole lot of wine consumption. Anyway, the point in all of this is it is International Box Wine Day, so enjoy your boxed wine.
Read all about it at Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They are closed on Sundays and holidays. Make an appointment to bring in your used books for store credit and share your love of reading. The bargain card is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg, one used book at a time.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control: the weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy McAsee, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind: to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Maximum hits.
Midnight, getting up tight, where are you?
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
105.7 CFW streaming on the free Civic Media mobile app, which, by the way, the stream is only a very, very small part of the app and the different features and functions available to you on it. Let's put it this way. If you want to win things and we do contests and stuff where you text in, you got to have the app because that's the only way to text us. Download Civic Media in the App Store and Google Play.
beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor.
FM.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Van Halen right there with Jay Roberts. Here we are 2 days away from September 11th. We're going to all be thinking about the events of September 11th, 2001, certainly remembering where we all were. And one of the things, I know it's a very emotional day for a lot of people. One of the things you can do if you want to not only honor and remember the victims of September 11th, but do something good for this community and potentially save lives by donating blood. There is a blood drive coming up. North Freedom Fire Department on Thursday. That is September 11th, by the way. 3 to 6 p.m. at 103 North Maple Street in the meeting room. You can go to bloodcenter.org for information on that or call to book an appointment. 800-747-5401. Make sure to bring a photo ID and get a good meal before you go donate. Very important.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department filing federal charges against the man police say stabbed and killed a Ukrainian refugee last month on a light rail train in Charlotte. Arina Sarutska was coming home from work, police say, when DeCarlos Brown allegedly attacked her. Russ Ferguson is the U.S. attorney for the Western District of North Carolina and says the maximum sentence is life in prison.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code. It's Section 1992A7, which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation. It is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Authorities say Brown had a prior arrest record as well as mental health issues. Three military families have filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration and the Department of War banning military hospitals and clinics from providing gender-affirming care for their transgender children. On Wall Street, stocks finishing up today on hopes the Federal Reserve Board may lower interest rates after its meeting next week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley enters the 2026 race for Wisconsin Governor. Ted Allen has more.
Crowley announced his candidacy through a YouTube video Tuesday morning. The 39-year-old says his background and experience make him uniquely prepared to succeed Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Crowley's prime opponent on the Democrat side is Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Two Republicans have already declared their candidacy, and several others from both parties may enter the race before the primaries next August.
A man accused of stealing over $1 million worth of tools from Milwaukee Tool is pleading not guilty. Matthew Yang worked in the IT department. Investigators say he took advantage of an employee discount program to steal $1.3 million worth of tools by creating and deleting orders prior to payment processing. The scheme was discovered when a freight company questioned Milwaukee Tool about the delivery of 9,000 pounds to his apartment. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. A low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Near 80 for Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
Trust.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.